You are listening to Through the Stage Door on WMNH 95.3. We're a biweekly program that talks about what's happening at the Majestic Theater on stage, as well as the musical sounds of the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about Majestic Theater or Ted Herbert's, you can visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net or give us a call at 669-7469. For Ted Herbert, you can go to tedherbert.com. If you're watching us on Facebook Live, welcome. I'm working the bugs out. These people have been very patient with me as I move them and prod them and all that stuff. But today we have members of the cast of Elf the Musical. The good news is Elf is happening in a few weeks at the Derry Opera House. The bad news is for you is that if you don't have your tickets already, well, it's kind of sold out. So, but we're still going to talk to these great people today and talk about the great things that they are working on this show. If you're looking for a Christmas show to see, if you look back one program, we talked with members of Judy's Scary Little Christmas, and that's happening at the Majestic Studio Theater Thursday, December 5th through Sunday, December 8th for four performances. Great, another great show. We're doing two great Christmas shows this year, and you can get tickets by calling the box office or visiting us online. If you're on Facebook Live, I'm the one that's kind of, you can only see half of me, and that's because I want to make sure we sell all these smiling Elfonians. I just made up a word.
It's a good word.
Are you guys Elfonians?
Absolutely.
All right, good. So welcome
nothing
to Jason.
Nothing phony about me.
Uh-oh. Well, we're going to get to you. Well, I didn't say phony. I said funny.
You said Elfonians.
Oh, Elfonians.
It was a play on words.
Oh, okay, yeah. We're going to get to know that guy sitting across from me in a second. But there's Jason.
Hi.
And Ian.
Hi.
And Meredith. Bethany. I always call you Bethany. I always call Meredith Meredith.
I'm flattered,
I'm
actually.
So confused. I'm so confused.
That's okay.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you. We have so many actors right now. I apologize. And now I'm really embarrassed now, so I have to make sure. You're going to get paid double for this
show. Excellent.
And then we got this guy, Robbie. I can remember that name because I was a Robbie once as well. And they're members of... Jason just dumped all his water all over my papers.
This is
so if you're on Facebook Live, you just saw him dump all of his water on my papers, and we'll clean that up before they see that we did that. He's nowhere near the equipment, Peter White. I promise you.
Are we live? Can we take two?
Is no, Peter we White can't listening? Do take two at this point. We have to just do it. But my papers are all drenched. But so Elf is playing at the Derry Opera House, and now I'm laughing because there's water everywhere. Jason, go outside. You know, I feel like I'm on the morning show now. All this stuff is happening. Jason, go out that door and use the little videotape thing and go get some paper towels in the bathroom before poor Bethany like
gets stand in the corner when I'm done.
You know, what threw me off too with Bethany with you and Meredith is the fact that you both did the auction event too.
That's
so
true.
I just get totally
That's
confused.
No worries. No worries.
Okay, so Jason has left the room to try, and we've got Noah's Ark over here. I'm waiting for Ian to swim across the table here at me. But let's start with Ian. You've been on the radio show before.
Twice.
You were twice. Oh, celebrity. But let's start with Robbie. Robbie, tell
Hello.
Us a little bit about yourself. Robbie is doing great today. Robbie's not feeling well, so he's not his usual chipper elf self. But I can guarantee by the showtime he will be not an Elfonian because there's nothing phony about him. I have to think of a new name. Robbie, tell us about you and what role you're playing.
So I'm playing Buddy, which is, you know, some big shoes to fill because, of course, Will Ferrell and the film Elf made this famous before it was a musical. I will say that I'm having a lot of fun with it. I don't actually really feel like I'm acting because I've got this...
Well, you have a bubbly personality,
I'm
too.
A very bubbly person.
So you're definitely... No one could call you, like, a not happy person.
Right. You could say I'm happy all the time.
Yeah, happy all the time.
Opening number.
Oh, yeah, they should make a song like that.
They sure should.
Already.
Poor... I'm trying really
Bethany
hard.
Is like pushing water away from her. All right, come on, Jason. You clean up your little mess over there. We'll get back to you in a second.
A little mess.
Okay, not a little mess.
That is so many paper towels.
Bethany, tell us. I'm going to owe them like paper towels now. Bethany, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am super excited to be an elf. I haven't actually been in a musical since high school, which was like, 4 years ago maybe now, right?
Okay.
I wish. No, it's been a long.
Well, no,
long
at least
time.
Four. I'm sorry. I'm so mesmerized by Jason cleaning up his Pacific Ocean here. You don't have to worry about the papers. Go ahead, continue.
Yeah, no, I haven't been in a musical theater production since high school, and that was actually way more than 4 years ago. But we won't talk about that. That better?
That's better.
Good.
Yeah.
All right. So this has been a really great experience for me. And
so have you done any non-musicals?
So I haven't done any like acting per se.
Okay.
I'm involved in a female a cappella competitive chorus.
Oh, very cool.
Out of Derry, which is
a lot of
fun.
You can tell us what they're called. What's
the
name of it?
So it's The Rhythm of New Hampshire.
Okay, and who's the director of that?
Jesse Kanan.
Okay.
And
how did I get information on that?
So there's rhythmofnewhampshire.org, I think, is the website that goes with our chorus. And we have a lot of fun. We rehearse on Thursday nights, and we've gone to competitions. We just got back from our international competition where we did great. And right now we're doing lots of Christmas performances, too.
Yes, I did my final pre-Thanksgiving performance. I do four choirs, and starting tomorrow I will be doing Christmas music 7 days a week now.
Yay.
Until Christmas.
My favorite.
Which is great. I'm looking forward to it. But at the same time, too, it's kind of like, all right, by Christmas, I'm like ready. All right, Ian, lean right in there and tell us a little bit about you. So you guys have met Ian because he was just James in James and the Giant Peach last October. And he was on, I think you were on that day, too, weren't you?
Yeah.
Oh, he's always on the radio. Okay, Ian, tell us a little bit about, what have you been doing since James?
I got braces on.
Oh, okay.
That's
all
one
right.
thing I can recall.
Okay.
Well,
and you've been working on Elf, obviously.
Working on Elf, yep.
Tell us how old you are, what school you go to.
I'm 12. I go to Southside Middle School.
Middle school.
Remember middle school? I don't remember middle school too fondly, to be totally honest, but how was middle school?
I remember it pretty fondly,
You remember it pretty fondly, like you were there, like today?
Yeah.
I'm reliving it because I have a 12, he just turned 13 this week,
okay.
I've got a son as well.
Oh, okay.
Your age, 7th grade, right?
Wow, teenagers, yeah. That's fun.
It's so fun, yeah.
I have cats. Yeah.
Cats are good.
Cats are easier.
I also have cats.
Yeah, cats are easier than teens, I think. A little bit.
A little bit.
Just a tiny
My cat's
bit.
A little needy, but...
Well, cats are very needy, though. That's what they do. So mine are doing that whole thing lately of, like, where they have to be on my lap 26 hours a day when I'm home. I'm like, I'm not gone that much. I have not traveled in, like, a month. But do you have animals, too?
I do. We have a puppy.
Wow. Oh, the puppy's a lot of work,
he
though.
Yeah. He's 6 months old. Lucky for me, I've got a husband that works from home, so he's there to let him out every 15 minutes, which he still needs. And we've got another dog, too, so they're our best friends.
And Jason, are you done swimming over there? pull the mic towards you and talk about you.
I'm a walking disaster.
Jason's been on the show before too. And we didn't. What was the show that it was? It High Fidelity.
High Fidelity.
And we didn't let you on the show again for a while after that. You were what Peter Wett would call banned.
Well, there was no occasion to.
No, you weren't banned. I'm totally just kidding.
Was there water involved with that?
No, I have a feeling there was. Matt did that interview, I think.
Right.
So, but tell us a little bit. What have you been working on since High Fidelity? That was like 2 summers ago.
Well,
I've
only done one show in the interim between.
Okay,
that show
what was
and
that?
This show. It was a MASH at the Winnipesaukee Theater.
How was that? How was? I know I love Winnipesaukee, so I'm not asking how they are, but how was the show MASH? I had heard that was. There's discrepancies in the script, but overall it was a really, really good
fun.
Show.
It was a fun show. Fun process, good people. That's really what I enjoy.
Now,
about.
Jim Rigato was in that, right?
That's right.
All right, I know Jim very well. From
Mr.
the Daddios.
Rock and Daddios.
Yep. And the Daddios, for those of you who are keeping track, will be at the Majestic again in May of next year. They'll be there a little earlier, but they're coming back in May for a concert. So get your tickets now because we will sell that out as well.
Mm.
So, Elf the Musical. Who wants to tell me what Elf the... I mean, we've all seen the movie, obviously. So who wants to tell me a little bit about the story of what happens with Elf?
The story of Buddy the Elf?
The story of Buddy the Elf.
The story of Buddy the Elf.
And no, you cannot sing the number.
Longest musical number in the show.
Okay.
That musical number ends, I think, like maybe 3 or 4 times before it's actually over. It's good.
Okay.
Truth.
And so who can tell me the story? What's the story? For those who might not know the story of Elf the Musical. Ian's going to do it. Go ahead, Ian.
Go ahead.
It starts when an orphan crawls into Santa's bag, and the elves raise the child as its own. But one day, the elf finds out he's a human, after all.
This kid's over here just reciting lyrics.
Well, I'm not gonna, I'm not gonna shame anybody, but I will say that, the youngest one in the room actually is the one who stepped up right away and said it what it was about. And so he finds out he's a human. Oh, bad. And then what happens?
He wants to find his dad in New York City, so he travels to New York City and goes through a bunch of shenanigans there.
We like
hilarity ensues.
Mm-hmm.
So Is the music on? I'm just, you know, when I do these interviews, I act like I know nothing about the show.
Okay.
All right. So just pretend like I know nothing about the show. How is the show funny? Is it as funny as the movie? Is it funnier?
It's funnier.
It's definitely. I think a lot of the funny comes from, or like the fact that what I think makes it funnier than the film is because the film, we see, like, we all pop in the movie and it's the same every time, and then with theater. Like, we've had moments, I've had moments in rehearsals where I've delivered a line differently than I've delivered the line before that has then taken the joke from the film and made it almost twice as funny because I said it differently, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm. so we all get the reference, and then we're also enjoying the new way that I said it.
Mm-hmm. No, because, so. I mean, that's the whole, and that's the good thing about live theater, too, is that, you mm-hmm. know, and even if you see, even if you're a family member and you're lucky to have tickets to, like, several shows, it's going to be different every time. Things about it are going to be different every time.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it's live theater, and that's just what happens. So you're not watching a movie. How similar is the show? And I'll be honest, I have not watched a movie in a long time. How similar is the musical to the actual movie? Is it the same story?
It's pretty close.
Pretty
similar. There's a few plot points.
Okay.
Yeah.
So a couple of things that have been added for stage. Okay.
For extra
yeah.
music.
Yep. Okay.
So. They add a lot more with the character of Jovi, because in the movie she just kind of, like, they go on their date and she's there, et cetera, so on and so forth. But in the musical, they actually... They delve into the relationship. They get into a fight that's not in the movie. Yeah.
So is the movie a musical? I don't remember the movie being a musical.
No.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't remember. I'm thinking, I don't remember it being a musical.
What is the thing about IPs these days? Is they get adapted into everything, right? It starts as a movie, it becomes
a musical, and it's funny because this morning at one of my senior courses, we did Rodgers and Hammerstein, and one of the things I told the audience is that back in Rodgers and Hammerstein's days, they did the stage show on Broadway, and then they made a movie. And now they do the opposite.
Right.
They're taking all these 80s and 90s movies and plus movies that, and they're making musicals out of them.
Right, they just turned Tootsie into a musical.
I know. You know, and some of them are great. Some of them are okay. But,
some of them are
really, really, really bad. So,
I mean, I feel really called out, really marketed to with all of these nostalgia kind of things. It's like, mid-40s,
and
he's got disposable income.
And Jason has already actually asked us to do Tootsie. He wants to play the lead role. I did tell him no. Just so you guys
I'd like
know.
To see that.
You know. So let's lead the Jason. Jason, who are you playing in this show?
So I'm playing Walter, the biological father.
Hi, Dad.
Hi.
Oh, you're his dad.
Husband of the heir.
Dad.
We're a whole big happy family right here.
Yeah, I got a real knack for playing the emotionally constipated.
And we never met.
That's just what I was.
You do play it well.
Are you a good daddy or a bad daddy?
I'm redeemable.
You're redeemable. Turnaround moment.
Because we don't want to.
The show's
about
the transformation of this guy.
Yep.
We don't want to give away, you know, every plot
twist.
You know. So Bethany, tell us about yourself.
Wait a second.
I'm sorry.
Right there. This is musical theater. Can you imagine if it ended with? I'm not spoiling anything. It's got to end on a
Well, of course it's going to end on a happy.
Come on.
A happy note, a high note.
Right after Santa Claus.
No, Walter jumps off a bridge at the end.
Can I say that on the
radio?
No,
you
can't.
Sorry. Oh my
goodness
gracious.
You cannot
say
that. No.
They're going to be editing this. This is why they tape first and then they play it later.
Where's broadcasting standards?
Yeah.
All right, so Bethany. So now, Bethany, now that Jason tried to take your moment, tell us about your character in the show.
So my character is Emily. I get to be the mom, which is pretty pretty exciting for me. And Emily is kind of trying really hard to get the family to bond with each other and to do things Christmassy, except for she doesn't have a husband that's on board because he's too busy. He's really, really busy with work and has very little time for the family, very little time
for
his son.
Is that your husband?
He's my husband.
Your stage husband?
My stage husband, yep.
Sorry, everybody.
He is emotionally unavailable.
Emotionally unavailable.
Emily spends a lot of time really upset about this.
Mm-hmm. You probably sing about it too, I bet.
I sing about
it. Yeah.
Emily does
Wouldn't
sing about this. Yes.
Twice, actually.
At least
twice.
Yes. Yep. So.
I'll tell you, you know, hearing you guys rehearse the show, it's so much fun. The music is so much fun. And I can hear the laughs from my office, and it's really, I'm really excited to share this show with an audience. If you're just joining us, we're talking with cast members of the upcoming Majestic Theater production of Elf the Musical. I'm not going to give you the dates because, folks, this show, it doesn't even happen for a few more weeks, and it's just about sold out. You can go online and check because we do have some seats that might open up here there because we're going to allow people that have extra tickets like you just talked to turn those back in. Wait. So we'll talk about it after. So yeah, if you want. Okay. Yeah.
Wait.
Oh, wait. No. I'm not.
Listen, I bought 50 tickets. I'll be scalping them out in front of the Derry Opera House.
You will
listen.
Not be. We do not allow that. I will be calling the police.
Elf the Musical, more popular than Gaga.
I have to just tell you, Jason, your character is, are you playing your character right now? Because he's kind of annoying.
He actually would do that. I could see him scalping tickets.
So at any rate, so definitely, you can check the website. I know there's single seats available for each show, but unfortunately, we
all
didn't
you
know
holiday
the show was,
singles out
I'm
there.
I'm telling you, we just did not know the show was going to sell as quickly as it did. So, but if you are looking for a Christmas show, we do still have tickets to our other great musical. We're also doing a musical in Manchester called Judy's Scary Little Christmas. Go back a podcast if you can on the Majestic website. We talked to the director and creator of that show as well as some of the cast members, and that's running December 5th through the 8th at the Studio Theater here in Manchester at 880 Page Street. So 669-7469 or www.majestictheater.net. We're also in rehearsal for lots of other shows because we do 27,000 shows a year. We've got The Good Doctor, which is opening our dinner theater season in January. And we also have Fiddler Jr. happening at the end of January as well. So check the website. If you haven't gotten our season brochure, we just sent out like thousands of them. Give us a call at the office or shoot us an email. Mm-hmm. We'll get that to you. That tells you all the shows that are happening the whole year. There's a lot of them, more than I could actually ever remember. So, Ian, tell us about the character you're playing in this show, and also tell me how this is different than maybe what you did with James.
Well, I play Michael. I'm Walter and Emily's son, so I kind of hate my dad as well. And I'm not really as emotional as Emily is, but I'm just kind of mad all the time at him.
Hmm.
Angsty.
Yeah. Wow. Mm. Wait, so is that your brother? Hold on. I'm confused. So, hold on.
You let the secret out.
I'm
really
sorry.
Wait a second. Everybody yelled at me about spoilers.
Oh, man.
Everybody yelled at me about spoilers. So just fast forward
through that section of the radio show, okay? Don't listen to that part if you're in the car, okay? Turn the volume down. Just kidding. Wow, I ruined it. I ruined the whole thing. I did not ruin the whole thing. You guys are tough.
I was thinking about that on the way over when I was thinking who was doing the show. I was like, they've got the whole Hobbs family.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Got
That's
mom,
right.
dad, Michael, and Elf.
That's mm-hmm. right.
So Robbie, so obviously you built a character that I'm sure you didn't just copy Will Ferrell.
Because, no.
So tell me a little bit about that part. Because everyone when they goes to see... a musical that's become a big movie, mm-hmm. Or from a movie, it's like, wow, they're expecting to see Will Ferrell. We're not going to have Will Ferrell. We're not the movie. Tell us a little bit about your process in getting there, about this character.
So what was most important to me when I was going through the script, and as I do with all of my characters when I get them, is I go through and I'll write down like intentions and thought process behind each line, and that also helps me learn my lines when I like sit and really scrutinize them and figure out what the character is thinking. And as I did that with this show, this is this character is pretty unique because he's always thinking, but he's got a very unique like one track mind where he's just constantly bewildered and excited by things, which then in turn there are some emotional moments that I have in the show that make it almost like twice as emotional because he feels things so deeply that he's not used to the sad or the upset or the confusion. And so as I've gone through, I've really tried to put my own take on Buddy. I haven't watched the Will Ferrell movie except for select clips because there are definitely famous moments mm-hmm. that you want to kind of recreate to the best of your ability with us still with your own twist on it, of course. I will say I'm sad that I am not chugging a whole bottle of Coke on stage.
I offered.
We talked.
Well,
about
they probably
it.
Have that bit trademarked, so we probably would have to pay extra for that. But yeah, so I mean, I think that that's great. I think that that's the hardest line I think with any character that's iconic, is that you really don't want to copy everything that that character did, but you want to at least have the essence of certain moments.
Right.
And I think that we'll definitely do that with our show. I have to say that our show is directed by Becca Antonakis-Belanger with music by Keith Belanger. Yes, they are married. And they're this is the second year they've done our Christmas show. Keith is our resident musical director. And Beck has done a bunch of shows for us. So this is last year they brought us It's a Wonderful Life. And so it's a great team. And we got Amy Baker helping. Betsy's doing costumes. I mean, there's lots of just great, great things happening. And we're really working. And that's, I think, the hardest thing, too, is that, you know, as we are a repertory community theater, we don't have the billions of dollar budget. So even though this show is doing really well, we're like, okay, let's elevate as much as we can with what we've got. And I have to say, people are working really hard just to make the show look that much better. So I'm really excited for that. So as far as other moments, I always ask this question. I always ask the same question. You always listen back to radio shows. I always ask the same questions. Funny moments on or off stage that you can say on the radio.
Oh.
See, there goes Jason. He's out.
There's so many.
Spilling water.
Well,
on
yeah. Automatically.
I'm surprised that he did not dump water all over me when I asked that question.
There's so many really great chewy moments in this show where you can really get into it, you know.
All right, well tell me one of them. Like, I mean, what's, you know,
there's confrontations and there's just really funny beats.
Yes.
It really is. Just takes, just the script opportunities for like yeah.
It is.
Yeah. It's got great rhythm. Mm. Yeah.
The script's witty, the songs are witty. Witty's a good word.
Yeah, oh, it's. Absolutely. I mean, it's you know, they're one funny. Of the better written, newer shows, really. If you think
right.
about it, a lot of the newer scripts are, you know. And yeah, we did High Fidelity, and I was glad we did that. But I mean,
it's
script,
another adaptation.
You know,
yeah.
And but the script wasn't overly strong. I mean, I think you guys did a great job with what we had with it. You know,
sure.
But you know, it's with the newer shows, sometimes it's tough because there are holes in it, and it's, you know, they're not like, oh, it's The Sound of Music, and we know how it goes. We know how mm-hmm. it. Any favorite moments of the show? Anybody? Favorite moments of the show?
I really like the story of Buddy the Elf.
Okay.
Yeah. It's so many things happening at once. There are so many plot points.
Yeah.
And it's something that never happened in the movie. So that's one of the parts that was added in for a song.
Okay.
So it's when you go and watch the show and you see that, you're going to be like, oh, this is really cool. I've never seen it before.
Yep. So don't think, oh, I saw the movie. I'm not going to come.
Yeah, that ever's
right,
got a really good old school feeling, like, you know, people spontaneously coming up with something, you know, like in a newspaper office, and like, you know, they're pitching things and stuff like that. And it's fun. Mm-hmm. It's fun.
In musical theater, when we have conflict, we just sing about it.
We sing.
Right.
We just
right.
sing about it, and then everything is okay. Any other favorite moments from the show?
My favorite moment happens right at the end of Act One.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
I know. I'm like big into the comedy, and I do a lot of comedies. But my favorite moments always seem to be those like really tender, vulnerable, emotional moments. Mm-hmm. Which is as any good comedy should. You've got a lot of funny, but then you sneak in that little bit of emotional, and it just gets you almost twice as hard because you were not prepared. Like, you spent a good, like, hour, 45 minutes being like, ha, 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 everything's funny. And then when things get real, it's like, ooh.
Yeah. And the script has so much opportunity for reacting.
Right.
It does.
Really genuine reacting.
One of the best ones I can say about that, at the end of a song where Buddy comes out of nowhere, Colby, who's also in the ensemble, just screams at the top of his lungs.
And I jump every time he does it.
Yeah, everyone jumps every time.
Oh my God.
And we're like trying our best to hold in our laughter.
One of my favorites is your daughter. So his little girl.
Hi, Alice. Hi,
Alice. She's
seven
years
seven.
Old.
Yep.
And she's got a scene where she goes and sits on fake Santa's lap. And
he's not a real
she
Santa.
Is the sweetest kid ever. She's just adorable. And she's playing this nasty little thing. And so she's like screaming at her mother. And it's every single time I see it, I laugh just because of the juxtaposition.
It's so hard for me to stay in character during that.
And then then Buddy the Elf in the meantime is popping his head up and throwing in lines.
It's like whack-a-mole behind the Santa.
And
honestly,
that's the big reason that I'm doing this show, was that the auditions included kids seven years old. I said, hey, I have a
And
seven
that was
year
the point I was going
to
bring up with our Christmas show. And it's like, with the Christmas show, for the past several years, one of the things we've tried to do is offer, it's the only show we offer every year that's that parents can do with their kids. We've got, you know, granddaughters and grandmothers in the show. We have fathers and daughters in the show. We have brothers and sisters in the show.
Mother and daughter.
Mother and daughter in the show. So it's like we got lots of different, and that's kind of what the Christmas musical is for about for us, because that's the only chance that we can literally have all ages and where you can do a show. There's not many theaters that do a lot of shows for mother and, you know, for younger and older. So, you know, and we're one of them, and we're happy to be able to do that every Christmas. We have a couple of minutes left, but I wanted to, I brought a couple of trivia questions. I always like to end with a few trivia questions. These are about the actual movie. They are a little waterlogged. I'm certain somebody dumped water all over all my papers when we started, but, you know, he's like, can't we read it? No, we're going to keep going.
Drinking water.
I leaned over. That's why, actually, those of you on Facebook Live, that's why I'm out of the screen right now, because I had to lean back because I was worried. Okay, so I'm gonna try and give the ones that aren't as, like, obvious, but I know you guys are gonna know these because I knew a lot of these too, and I hadn't seen the movie in a while. All right, how does Buddy get his name?
Little Buddy Diapers.
Yes.
It's the brand of the diapers that the baby
was
wearing.
It says it on his diaper.
Not know that.
Little Buddy Diaper is one of the elves and says that his name is Buddy. Where did Buddy's dad work?
The Empire State Building.
Empire State Building is correct. What toy draws baby Buddy to climb into Santa's sack?
It's a teddy bear.
Wow, Ian. Well, two for Ian.
I know, he was quick. I was going to say Jack in the Box because I was thinking the question was going to have a different ending.
That's not fair. He's got youth on his side.
That's true. And he's watched the movie 50 times.
I've got a regular college degree.
Because some of these are like repeat questions. Okay, what toy does Buddy not like?
The Jack in the Box.
Oh, there you go. One for you.
That's what I was expecting.
Two for you. These are like, it's funny because this is 73 questions, and I've seen the question, where does Buddy get his name, three times so far in the first nine questions. So go through these. There's 73, but I have a feeling they repeat them.
It's a sham.
Where don't a lot of people believe in Santa?
New York City.
Isn't it everywhere?
Everywhere.
It just says south.
What?
South of the North Pole. Yeah. Buddy's adopted father says a lot of people down south don't believe in Santa. Yeah. He also says that there's a rumor that the parents put the presents under the tree. Da, da, da.
Bogus.
Who thinks that?
I don't know. I tell you, you know. Who was the intercom lady at Buddy's dad's office?
Amy Sedaris. Oh. Well, her name was Deb, but she was played by Amy Sedaris. Mm. Our Deb is really funny.
What is the first rule in the Code of the Elves?
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear?
It's the school scene. I know that. They're in the school and Buddy's in the little desk.
All I'm thinking is the Saturday Night Live skit with Alec Baldwin. He's like, ABC, always be cobbling. Always be cobbling.
So it's treat every day like Christmas.
Okay.
This is easily heard when Buddy is sitting in elf school when they have to recite the Code of the Elves, even though Buddy should not really be there because he is a human, not an elf. But no one wants to tell him that.
Spoilers again, you know?
Yeah, spoilers. If you don't know, I'm sorry, if you don't know that Buddy is not really an elf, then that's... Yeah.
Now you know.
You need to watch the movie.
Now you know.
Now you know.
All right. Here's a hard one. What was Buddy's mother's name?
Susan Wells.
Yeah. What was Santa Claus doing while baby Buddy was crawling into his toy sack at the orphanage?
Eating cookies, right?
Why is Buddy so much bigger than all of the other elves?
He's a human.
Finish this sentence. If he hasn't figured that he's blank by now, I don't think he ever will.
Human.
All right, so some of these are really easy. I didn't edit these. Sorry. I won't ask what Buddy's brother's name is because I don't want to be accused of like giving it away. Michael. What did the little girl at the doctor's office tell Buddy she wanted for Christmas?
Wasn't it like a Susie Talks a Lot?
Susie Talks a Lot. Yeah.
Wow.
I did my research.
Who raised Buddy?
Who raised Buddy? Papa Elf.
Papa Elf, okay.
He's not in the
We don't have a Papa Elf
No,
in
we don't
show.
Have a Papa Elf.
No. Santa is the narrator.
Wasn't Papa Elf blue? La, 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 la.
That's Papa Smurf.
Oh, Papa Smurf. Smurf. I get the two confused.
Different small creature.
Well, yes. Yeah, we'll be doing Smurf, the Christmas musical next year.
Nice.
Just, totally just kidding.
The Smurfical.
The Smurfical. Yes. Just don't call it a Smurfonic. Or smurfophone, or whatever I said at the beginning.
Brace yourself for an injunction. Smurfophone.
All right, couple of more quick ones as we're running out of time. Which foods do elves love to eat?
candy canes, candy corn, and maple syrup.
Oh my goodness gracious!
I know that because it's one of my lines.
Where did Santa's sleigh break down?
Central Park. By the boathouse.
Oh, wow. Dude,
it's by the boathouse in our screen.
So if you go to...
That's my one.
Oh, that's right.
The Central Park Rangers.
Let's see if I can read it because it's a little waterlogged. If you go to funtrivia.com, there's a whole list of 73 questions there. I didn't do them, obviously, because of time. But thank you for joining us today. Thank you, Robbie.
You're welcome.
And Bethany. And shout out to Meredith, who I called Bethany today. And I think I called...
Hi, Meredith. She's playing Jovi.
Yeah, and I called Meredith Bethany, too. So, you know. And then Ian. And what's your name again?
that guy.
The water boy.
Water boy.
Water boy.
The water boy.
Really, and your daughter in the back. Hi. Theater, guys.
Like I said, you know, we have lots of Christmas shows. We have the Christmas Cabaret this weekend, if you're hearing this show right away. Tickets are almost gone for that as well. We got Judy the Musical, Judy's Scary Little Christmas. Check out the website for that because there are a great show, great tickets available for that.
Hey, Sherry.
If you want to come and see Elf, you can go online and look. Like I said, if we do get any tickets returned, we don't usually do refunds and exchanges, but we are offering it for this show so that people, all the tickets do get used. So if you do want to check out the website, you might see extra seats appear. But know that whatever's available will be reflected online. And if you come to the door during Elf the Musical, the run, and you don't have tickets, I can tell you that we will not have tickets. So hopefully you already have your tickets, and hopefully you'll join us. If not, you know that at Majestic there's 8,623 shows every year. And we always have lots of great things happening on the stage, as well as the musical sounds at Ted Herbert Music School. Definitely join us, and we will see you next time.
All right.